Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's Friday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We've actually taken the whole week just to walk through the Gospel of John chapter 9. Let's see how this chapter ends now. Verse 35 all the way to the end of the chapter, verse 41. Jesus heard that they had cast the man out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world. Those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees heard him and said to him, "Are we also blind?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains." When the world seeks to intimidate you or persecute you, and if they persecuted him, they will persecute you. And even when man-made religion, like the Pharisees, seeks to persecute you as they did him by casting him out, Jesus will be with you. Jesus came to him. He'll come to you just like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He then comes to the man to seal the deal, not with his physical healing, but now his spiritual redemption and renewal, that he would come by faith and put his trust in Jesus. So he said, "Would you believe in the Son of Man?" And he says, "Well, who is he that I may believe? I want to believe in the Son of Man, the Messiah." And Jesus said, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." Why can you see him? Because he opened your eyes. How can you see that you're a sinner? Because Jesus, by his grace, opened your eyes. Why do you come to Jesus as the Savior, the one who delivers you from your sins? Because you see him, the Savior of sinners. Jesus has to do a work that you will come to him. That's why he says to Nicodemus, no man can see or enter the kingdom of God until he is born again. So Jesus, through this miracle, is teaching us of the miraculous work of a new birth, a new creation, so that you can see your sin in need of a Savior and see Jesus as the Savior of sinners. And so he believes in him. How do you know? The evidence of trusting in Christ is not only your willingness to confess him under the intimidation of humanity and those opposed to him, but your desire to worship him. So he puts his trust in, he says, "Lord, I believe," and he worships. There is the evidence that you become a worshiper, not only in gathered worship, but with lifestyle worship. Then Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world." Now that will be consummated at his second coming. In his first coming, he came to bear the judgment so that sinners like this blind man could be saved and sinners like you and me can be saved. And he has come to bear that judgment so that those who do not see may be able to see. And those who think they see, they will become blind. Well, the Pharisees, so they said, "Are we blind?" And Jesus said, "If you were blind, you'd have no guilt." And now what he's saying is this, if you were just blind in the sense of no witness, you would have no guilt. But you've seen me, you've seen the works, and you have blinded yourself to them. You would rather perish in your sins and your own man-made religion and your own arrogance and self-righteousness than to see me. Therefore, if you don't come to me, your guilt remains. Jesus Christ came into this world to bear judgment. He's coming again to bring judgment. But the first time he came for the judgment that he would bear for us, so that we who are blind could see. By God's grace, I hope you see that we're sinners, and that you hear there's a Savior who loves you. He didn't need you, but he loved you. You needed him, but you didn't love him. But he came for you, just like he came for this blind man. And when you come to him, no matter what people will do to you, he will be with you and come to you to encourage you and to give you a peace that passes all understanding. But if you do not come to him, then you have willingly embraced the blindness of sin and you bear your guilt. And Jesus says, "I will by no means leave the guilty unpunished." But you can lose your guilt and your shame and be set free from blindness of sin. That's in Jesus Christ. Do you see him? Come to him. When you come to him, confess him and worship him, and he will be with you always, even to the end of the age. That's another slice of fresh bread. I'll meet you again on Monday. Go ahead on Saturday and read the scripture for the sermon. Prepare for the Lord's Day. What a glorious privilege to worship him with his people.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.